All right, and now for that moment that you've been waiting for, the final video of our week five of our whole program, we're gonna look at ways of making money. Now, I did promise you one other thing I wanna jump into really quickly, health insurance and retirement benefits. So, my thoughts. Health insurance is obtainable in many different ways. I didn't quit for a long time because I was baffled at how on earth I would be able to afford health insurance. So there are a few different ways for you to get health insurance when you don't have a corporate job. And do understand that some pre-existing medical conditions and so forth may become a bigger deal than if you have a corporate job. But I'm just talking about being able to have health insurance is a possibility. So, and I also, of course, I'm more familiar with the American market than other ones. So if you are not American, this information may not apply to you. But obviously we have different, there's HMOs, there's different government sponsored plans. And if those are not to your liking, then go and research an insurance broker. So I actually went through a broker and was able to find a great deal with Cigna Global. So you can actually get better deals and that apply directly to you and your needs in that way. And you might consider joining a freelance organization. So sometimes freelance unions, I don't mean a union like a corporate union. I mean, like a freelance worker organization. They often have insurance benefits. So if you pay an annual due, you can also through them get an insurance plan that may financially actually be very worthwhile. So that is my thought on health insurance. Now, retirement. So I'm going to be real here. My feeling is that our retirement, if you're middle-aged right now, probably is not going to look the way our parents' retirement looks right now. So I'm not going to say whether that's better or worse, but looking around us, you know, one of the reasons I quit is kind of I started seeing that not everyone gets their 401k. You know, companies go under, money gets somehow spent, and all that hard work you did goes out the window. So I'm not convinced that a 401k is actually reliable, my opinion. That's why I'm a fan of incorporating all the techniques that I've been talking to you about and looking at if you're always the rest of your life able to figure out how to make money without a job, then you're always going to have enough money using these skills that I'm talking about and all the lessons that you will be able to create, track your expenses, create a budget, figure out how much money you need, and be able to create that for yourself. Also, don't rule out that, you know, other things like, you know, communities and helping one another. I think that a lot of things are gonna change in the future, and it may be better than it is now, I don't know, but certainly different. So just putting that out there, those are my thoughts on health insurance and retirement. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna give you a bunch of ideas on how to make money without a job, and also make sure that you refer again to the worksheet included with this week's lesson, because in there I've mapped out more information, more resources than I can in this video, or rather I could in this video, but I didn't wanna have a 3-hour video, so. okay, so my first idea for you, freelance. So you could do freelance writing. For example, I do travel writing and I get paid by the article. You can join freelance organizations, not just for the health insurance, as I talked about earlier, but also for the opportunity to be able to reach people that need your services. So there are, again, I'm gonna put resources into the document included with this week's lesson, but there's places like odesk.com and other websites, fiverr.com. Actually, fiverr.com, just FYI, started out as a website where people offered their services for $5, and it's grown into them offering services for a lot more money. So depending on what you do, think about the lines. You know, are you a creative? Are you a business person? Depending on the kind of things that you can do, there may be a different type of freelance organization that you are best suited for, and you can offer your services there. Okay, idea number two is to do project work. So rather than thinking, I think this is a little bit, it's similar but different to temp work, but you know, the idea is that you get hired to do something on a project. That can be actually through a friend. So I was recently helping a friend with a website marketing project that had a finite amount of time. There are places like The Mom Project, where I would recommend, this is better for people that are either American or on American business hours and have a US phone number. I will say that about it. But it is a really neat organization that allows you to plug in some of your skill sets and get matched with companies looking for someone just like you for a short-term assignment. Some of them are longer term, but a lot of them are shorter term. So great way if you like variety or you wanna kind of manage your hours, another really great resource. And again, project work is a great way to do this. Idea number three, start a business. Take the stuff that you're great at, the stuff that you enjoy doing, and provide a service, offering whatever that is to other people. You know, depending where you are, it could be as easy as simply telling people, just deciding one day that you are going to make baked goods and you're going to sell them, and letting your friends and family know, and just start offering them for a small fee. In other places, you may have to fill out some paperwork, but a lot of the times these days, it's pretty easy to put up a website and just start making people aware of the services that you offer and go for it and do it. Now, I am a business coach, so I could tell you tons of information on how to start a business and many of the things to think about. Happy to do that, but for this, the purpose of this lesson, I just want to stick to it as an idea. But obviously, many components go into it, but just keeping it simple, seriously, just like you can buy a domain name or not, you can get a free WordPress site, put it up, and just list your services. And again, just let your near and dear people, friends, family, current or former work colleagues know that you are going to offer this service, and network, and just start doing it. Idea number four, create training resources like this one. So if you have, again, a skill set or a passion that you could teach other people about, then why not create a product and sell that? And that can be done, as I did on this one, with your own tools, your own website, your own resources, or you can use other people's, like Skillshare and things like that. So there are plenty of other ways to record trainings and get the information out there to lots of people. So another great idea to make some money. And the pricing, you know, is completely up to you. And you might start by putting a product out there, assess the demand, put a price point out there to start, see how it goes. If it goes well, then you can raise your prices. And if it doesn't, then maybe you need to tweak a little bit what the materials are, ask your fans, ask the people that buy from you what else they'd like to see, and then add on and make it a really great product over time. Idea number five, clean. Wait tables. Do the jobs that typically you don't want to do. So you're possibly gonna have to humble yourself. Now is a time, if you're gonna need this money, you gotta be open to any opportunities. And a lot of the time, people want their stuff cleaned, especially in this pandemic. If you are able to, of course, be safely attired and take safety precautions that might be available to you, there might be food service jobs available, delivery services available. Again, can't emphasize enough, make sure that you're protected, or if you're looking for these kinds of jobs during the pandemic. But these are usually readily available. So if you again step into humbling yourself and being open to, you know, doing some gardening work, doing different kinds of things, and this is a great way for you to make some cash. Idea number six. If you have this skill set, help people with web design or social media or coding, anything, if you have any skill in that area, you know, that's kind of a hot one right now. And it can be if you use certain like Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, things like that, it might be about teaching other people how to use it. Or it might be about managing people's accounts for them, where they would give you images and you'd understand kind of what they're about and post on their behalf. So this could be an easy way for you to step into helping other people and doing it in a way that is quick, easy. It's something that's needed and can get you possibly a few hundred dollars a month. So could be a neat, lucrative field for you to step into if you have that skill set. Idea number 7, list your services, especially again, if you're doing freelance work or have your own website or are starting a business, list your services on international directories. So, you know, here in New Zealand, I know that they have a bunch of countrywide directories. So I've listed myself there. But, you know, most countries have different directories and different cities as well. So, you know, as long as you're not, you know, if something is like a city specific directory that is specific to people located in that city, maybe not those, but a countrywide one where you can serve people in the entire country, especially if you're on the same time zone, gets you noticed in other places outside of your immediate geography. Idea number 8. Let everyone know that you are looking for work. So this can be done by, of course, telling your friends, telling your family that you are looking for any kind of odd job. And when I say odd job, it might be pet sitting, it might be painting, it might be pet dog walking. So, you know, be really open to the kinds of odd jobs that people have available. Also, put yourself down on community boards. So I know here, like the supermarket has a bulletin board where you can list your services, provide your contact information. So if people are looking for whatever you have to offer, they can easily contact you. So look for community boards around you where you can make people aware of the services that you offer and have them contact you. Or again, if you're not offering services per se and you don't have your own business, that you're looking for work, period. And that can be odd jobs, that can be housework, that can be anything. So just again, making people aware and using, taking advantage of all of the different places, both online and in person, that you can list and write down your contact information is a great way to find work without a job. Idea number 9, make stuff. I knit this hat. Thank you very much. If you don't know how, it's usually pretty easy, even if you don't consider yourself crafty, to just sort of go by what you're interested in, whether it be knitting or making soaps or face products or making utensils out of wood, whatever it is. Making stuff is a great, great skill and also a great way to make money. You can look for if there are craft tables open and that you can either buy a table at that craft market, or I know in New York, for example, you can just set up a table pretty much anywhere that's not private land. And you can just, as long as you have made the items, you can sell them right there on the street. Do be aware of turf though, like you don't want to take someone else's turf if you do that. But apart from that, it is completely legal and a great way to sell things that you have made for eating or made for wearing, artwork, things like that. So a great way to make some extra money. So a 10th idea on how to make money. Now we get into, again, I mentioned earlier that there are different ways to make money. And sometimes it's not about the money, the cash in your hand, it's about spending less. So one thing you can do is trade services. You might be able to make a hat for someone in exchange for the jam that you like or something, so you don't have to buy that at the supermarket. So again, trading services with making sure that each of you is getting something that you need or that you want is a great way to avoid spending more and finding value in that trade. Another idea is to make money by trading work for lower rent, let's say. So for example, where I'm staying here, I have traded some work each week in exchange for lower rent. So that means, again, the cash is not in my pocket, but I'm spending less out because of the work that I'm doing. So offering your services in exchange for paying less money for, say, utilities or rent and things like that is a fabulous way to just spend less and be able to earn more money. And finally, another thing to consider is, depending on your situation and if you're lowering your costs and, again, what your family situation is, you know, there are programs out there like WOOFing, Worldwide Organic Farming, where you can live on a farm, and you can, in exchange for labor, you get free accommodation and food. There are things like house sitting. So if you don't want to pay rent, you might be able to find house sits. Again, with the pandemic, might make that a little bit challenging, but it's still out there. And I want to make sure that you're aware of those resources, because depending on where you are or what your outlook is, say, for the next year or two, these can be really, really helpful if you want to cut out the expense of rent, which is a big one for you, again, to be able, again, then you actually need even less income because you don't have to worry about paying rent. So I've mentioned many times that as a nomad, I have been traveling the world and really, really open to doing all sorts of work, because I eliminated my rent in New York City and cut my expenses dramatically. I needed less money in, so being able to spend less has been hugely helpful, and also being open to just odd jobs that, you know, that just come up. I've met people because I'm chatty, and you know, they might have a need for a proposal to be written or a language translation, who knows. So again, language translation, by the way, if you do speak more than one language, another great way to earn money. You know, just saying yes in the heat of the moment and coming up with a fee and doing that work is really, really great, because the more open you are to work that's just completely random, that comes to you in the randomness of ways, the more likely you are to find tons of opportunities that you didn't expect, but that will be really helpful for you, again, meeting those lower budget numbers to get you enough money to sustain yourself and probably even do better than just sustain yourself. Well, that is the end of our How to Make Money Without a Job program. So I hope that you found the information helpful. I really, again, I tried to break things down into chunks that I hope were easy to, you know, take in, to do the worksheets. I would love to hear from you. And if you have any feedback at all on what you loved about the program, what you'd like to see improved, please, please let me know. I hope that these lessons will help you to go forth and earn more money without that corporate job, and feel less anxious and more successful moving forward.